Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make. Hey everybody, welcome back. It's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, Rid Your Life of Toxic People. Welcome back to the listeners that are returning and welcome to all the listeners who are new to this podcast. This podcast was started because I wanted to learn how to talk about my story. And the subject matter of this podcast is something that, as you know, nobody talks about. Nobody likes to talk about it. It's uncomfortable. And people who are in it are not often allowed to talk about it. So when I decided this is what I was doing, I knew I had to get used to telling my story. And obviously, it's gotten much easier for me, as it will for all of you. Telling your story and reaching backwards to pull other people up that are struggling in the same path that you've struggled in is part of the healing process. And the podcast has been great for me because it's given me not only the courage to not be fearful to talk about it, but it's also given so many of the listeners to have the courage to do the same. So thank you for supporting the podcast. It has grown so much bigger than I ever anticipated. In fact, when I started, I didn't even know if anyone was going to listen. So thank you for sharing it. Thank you for passing it on. Thank you for sending people to the website and getting them the information that they need. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of you who have helped get this podcast up and out to the world. The conference is coming up. It is the 1st of September today. The conference starts on the 18th. So if you have been looking for answers, if you're curious about whether a relationship in your life is healthy for you or not, if you have always felt like something was wrong but couldn't put your finger on it, there's going to be a lot of education. One thing I do want to emphasize is I will never tell you if somebody is toxic or not. You are the only person that can decide who is healthy for you and who is not. And in order to do that, education is the key. The more you know, the better information you have to make the decision on who is good to be close to you and who needs to be kept at arm's distance. And the conference material is centered around just that. It is a huge amount of education. And a lot of times people come to the conference not knowing for sure. And by the time they leave, they have a pretty good idea of where they stand in certain situations. So if you have been questioning a relationship in your life, it could be a spouse, it could be a partner, it could be a family member, siblings, it could be friends, it could be your social circle, it could even be coworkers. So if there's a relationship in your life that you have felt uncomfortable in, start getting the answers, and the conference is a great place to get a lot of information in a little amount of time. If you want information on the conference, there is a page on the website, which is coachingwithdrheidi.com, or obviously you can message me. I cannot believe how many messages I get from the listeners. I love it. Thank you for giving me feedback on the podcast. Thank you for letting me know that you're listening, and thank you for letting me know that you're finding value in it, because that is why I do what I do. Okay, today I would like to dedicate this podcast to my husband. And the reason I'm doing that is today, September 1st, we are celebrating our 8th wedding anniversary. And he thinks I'm hysterical because I get so excited about it just being our anniversary. We don't even have to do anything for our anniversary. He doesn't have to get me anything for our anniversary. But when this time of year gets close, my brain keeps track of all these little anniversaries. I met him on this day, and he saw me on this day, and, you know, this happened on this day, and we got engaged on this day, and this day, 8 years ago, we got married. And even though I say it was the best day of my life. It was one of the best days of my life. But today, in dedicating this episode to him, I think this day resembles so much more to me than just the anniversary of our wedding date. Because when I think back on previous relationships in my life and the way my life spiraled completely out of control and the way I did not recognize myself and the low self-confidence and the low self-esteem and the hopelessness that I felt, this day means so much more than just a wedding anniversary. And like sitting here right now, I get really silly about this day. I don't always wear my diamond because we are on the farm and we do lots of stuff. So today I have my diamond on, and I actually have the hairpiece that I wore in my wedding on. And I just get really excited about this day because it just makes me happy. And what this day really symbolizes for me is the cutoff between my old life and my new life. Today is actually a celebration of my new life and the ability to move forward into it. I have been where so many of you are, and I have been there more than once and been there for a very long time, feeling stuck, feeling like a prisoner in your own life, feeling hopeless, feeling like there's no options, feeling like giving up, feeling like you're always giving in, convincing yourself that there's no way out. And, you know, as I reflect back on some of my former relationships, what kept me in them was 100% fear. And it wasn't always necessarily fear of the toxic person that was in my life. It wasn't fear of my personal safety all the time. It was fear of the unknowns and fear if what if I didn't make it, and fear if what if financially I can't support myself, and fear about my daughters, and fear kept me trapped. And you guys have heard me say this multiple times on the podcast. Courage is the heart to act in spite of fear. Courage is not the heart to act in absence of fear. There will be fear. But once you step over it, it's not as scary. Change is fearful. But in stepping over the fear, that's where you find your freedom. And that's why today is such a huge day for me. I don't have to take this podcast episode to describe to you a toxic person. We do that on every other episode that we do. And the reason I do that is because it is imperative that you guys get the education to make the decisions that you need to make that are best for you. And I know sometimes we talk about toxic people so much on this podcast and we talk about toxic relationships so much that it's really good for validation when you're learning about it. But then what's after that? What comes after you feel like this person is not healthy for me? I need to change something if I want something to change. Then where do we go? And so I want to talk a little bit today about what this man has given to me. Now, I have to preface this by he does not accept credit for the life that I'm living right now. He always says I give him way too much credit. So I sat down this morning and I thought about what I wanted to say on this podcast without giving him too much credit. He likes to be in the background. He's come to a couple of my events, but he always says, I just supported you. You did all the work. Now, a little background. He knew what he was getting when he met me. There was no hiding the fact that I had been through some stuff. So first of all, for him to bite off and try and chew this thing was huge. I often say, I don't know how he made it through the first 2 years. Because where some of you are sitting right now, that wishy-washy, no self-esteem, no self-worth, explosion type behavior, I don't know how he made it. So in dedicating this episode to him, I want to let you know what he has given to my life that has made me who I am today. And I have friends that do the same thing. I have family members that do the same thing. And I could probably do a podcast episode for all of them also. But because September 1st is such a huge, exciting day for me, this one gets to be about him. So what has he given me that has made me the person that I am today? Number one, respect. Respect is something that when you're in a toxic relationship is very hard to come by because toxic people demand respect without doing anything to earn it and do not return respect in exchange. He has brought respect into my life that I never even understood before. He respects my opinion. He respects my thoughts on different things. He'll ask my opinion and sometimes he'll even listen to it. He respects what I stand for. He respects what I've been through. He respects me being a parent, which may be one of the most difficult discussions that we have. When you take two families together and dump them in the same family, things get a little hairy. He respects that I'm a mother and I respect that he's a father and we don't have any kids together. And he allows me to interact with my kids under the respect and I do the same thing. He respects the fact that I own my own business and I struggle with making changes with that and he supports me in that. He respects who my friends are. He respects my family. And most of all, he puts me next to him instead of in front of him or behind him. And to me, that's one of the biggest symbols of respect that I have ever seen. I get to be right next to him. We're a partnership because of the respect that we have for each other. Another thing that he brings to my life is acceptance. I am the most imperfect person that there is. I have flaws, I have faults, I have craziness in my life. I have triggers from former relationships. I have weaknesses. But in everything that I have taken with me into this relationship, he doesn't expect me to be perfect. And he never throws it in my face when I'm not. Acceptance for me is what built my self-esteem. Him accepting me for who I was, even when I wasn't myself, is what brought me back to who I am today. Knowing that I didn't have to prove myself to him, knowing that on the days my actions were absolutely humiliating, and knowing that he accepted me because he understood what I'd been through, his acceptance has brought me to who I am today. I don't have to worry about what he's thinking. I don't have to worry about if he's not going to like it. And he doesn't accept things that he doesn't believe in, then we just have a discussion. But he has never asked me to change anything. His patience and acceptance was something he knew he would have to have, knowing what I had come through. Another thing he brings to our relationship is trust. We value trust very highly because we both know trust is something that takes a lifetime to earn and can be demolished in 2 seconds. And we talk about trust quite a bit. You know, when you've come out of situations where there's distrustful and untrusting people, it's very hard for you to put your trust out to somebody. And in the beginning, it was very difficult for me to trust him. He knew exactly where I was coming from. He was very transparent. He even put up with me accusing him of stuff and making him explain stuff as I was working my way out of the smoke of an extremely toxic relationship. we oftentimes carry over what previous toxic relationships have affected us with. And when we're in a safe place and we know that we are in the company of people that accept us, all the stuff that never got to come out in the previous relationship comes out on the person that you're safe with. And he handled that like a champ. Because I remember there was mornings I woke up going, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I said that. He's never going to stay with me. Because I had so much anger and so much hurt and so much not myself that needed to come out. And he had to sit there and witness that and stand behind me and know and hope that that was going to get better. So him trusting that I would put in the work to become who I am today was a huge deal. And him trusting the fact that I would become somebody that he trusted, that he could respect, that he could support, was a big step for him. So him being able to put the trust in me, knowing where I came from, was huge. He gave me that. And he gave me the ability to trust others. And he also gave me the ability and the clarity to know that if there's somebody you can't trust, they don't have to be close to you. Giving me permission to not have everybody like me, to not have to be accepted by everybody, just built my trust up more and more in him. He's also given me support. I started from the ground up with a new business when I met him, and it was in an awful time economically. And I changed and I added stuff and I subtracted stuff and I dumped stuff and I started stuff. And I was continually on this work stress merry-go-round. And he always said, I believe in you. I know that you know what you're doing. Something will work out. He's supported me in my parenting. He supported me in being independent. He doesn't want anybody dependent on him. A good relationship, and I said this in a podcast previously, is two independent people that work very well together. It's not two people that are dependent on each other. And when you come out of a toxic relationship, you have been trained to be dependent on somebody else. They need you to be dependent on them to remind them that they're in control. And he taught me to be independent. And you know, talking about triggers, I always say if I could take one thing away from my clients, it would be the triggers that they have to deal with after they've removed themselves. And I still, 12 years out, will have triggers pop up, and I have to handle them the same way I have my clients handle them. Identify what the trigger is, and it will probably never surface again. But if you ignore it and you don't identify what's causing the trigger, it will probably show up again in the future. So supporting me through having the triggers, and even if he didn't understand them, he knew it was something that I have to work through them when they show up. I'm getting very good at identifying and working through them on my own without having to involve him now. But I'll tell you, in the beginning, the poor man. The other thing he's given me is unconditional love. He has decided, and I have decided, that I'm going to love him no matter what. There's nothing he can do that can make me stop loving him. Now, that does not mean that everything is roses. That does not mean that everything is perfect. That just means that despite of what happens, and despite of who we are, and despite of our flaws, he has given me unconditional love. Relationships that I had in the past were very conditional. Toxic people love with conditions. If you do this, I'll show you some love. If you don't do that, I'll take my love away. If you make me unhappy, I'll punish you. Unconditional love does not operate that way. And for those of you out there that are struggling with co-parenting your children with a toxic person, your job is to love those kids unconditionally and be their parent. Not love them conditionally and be their friend. Kids, despite what you think, want a parent. They want something that's stable. They want something that they know loves them no matter what mistakes they make. And that's one of the things that my husband brought into my life. And I absolutely adore him for that. There's never any strings attached. I don't have to worry that I will do something and he'll stop loving me. It's no longer a give, give, and a take, take. He has shown me that there's relationships that are equally give and take, and they work very, very well together. So he has loved me, he's respected me, he's accepted me, he's trusted me, and he has supported me into the person that I am today. He will only accept the role of supporting. He will never accept credit for making me who I am today. He continually says, "I was there to support while you did all the work." And I, even though I would love to have him at every event that I do, because he is my big supporter, he is the rock that I lean on, he is the one that accepts me for who I am. He wants to be in the background. He wants me to be the one that gets to be me. You know, the other thing that he supported me in is when I decided to do this for a living, I kind of had to ask him, you know, is it okay with you that I do toxic relationship awareness and healing? That I'm standing on stages, that I'm talking globally on a podcast, that I'm featured in magazines. Is that okay with you? Because you're the one married to me. And I feel like if people know that that's what I do, people might think differently of you. And you know what he said? I think that that's what your training was for. I think this is what you should be doing. You wouldn't have gone through what you went through to pretend you didn't go through it. And that has been one of the biggest pushers for me to continue building this business and continuing to reach out to those who need me. He did for me what I want to do for you. And my mission is being the person that I needed when I went through it. Not that I didn't have people that supported me, I just didn't have a lot of people that got it. I didn't have a lot of people that said, "I know exactly what you're going through. I've been there," which is what has pushed me into doing this. This is the best job I've ever had. I could work 24 hours a day. But of course, my husband makes me set my phone down and he makes me leave my phone in the house on the weekends. But I could work. That's how passionate I am about this work, because it is for number one, making me understand more and more about myself. But if I can just reach one more person with each podcast episode so that one more person knows that I've been right where you are and I get it. To give that person a little bit of peace when nobody else seems to understand and nobody else wants to talk about it, that's what I want to do for you. And in dedicating this episode to him, that is what he did for me. And I would not be the person I am today, and I would not be doing what I'm doing today, and I would not be happy, I would not be successful, and I would not be as independent as I am today, if it was not for him supporting me. So, on my 8th anniversary, I am celebrating 8 years with my husband, the man that changed my life. But I am also celebrating the ability for me to step out of a yucky, ugly, very dismal part of my life into something that is now happy and colorful and supportive. And for those of you who are struggling, do not lose hope. There is a way out. There is options. Don't let fear keep you stuck. Once you step over it, it's not as scary. So again, to my best man, my husband, who changed my life, this episode is dedicated to you.